I'm down here visiting my family. I'm having a great time with my grandchildren. And they always like us bringing gifts, don't they? It never seems to be enough gifts. But it's a blessing for us to be here and to do that. You know, gifts are very special, aren't they? Because they're given from the heart. They're not earned. They're given in love. And this is what Christ told the Samaritan woman today. He said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it was is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The relationship of the Jews and the Samaritans was a very dicey one. Just imagine if you wanted to go to Plano and the shortest distance was to go through to Addison, but you didn't want to go through Addison and you would drive around to get to Plano. And this is what the Jews in that time did. The Jews looked down upon the Samaritans because they considered them inferior people. They were a mixed race. And they didn't worship in the same manner that the regular Jews did in those days. And so the shortest way to go from Judea to Galilee was through the district of Samaria. And Christ went through that district of Samaria because our Lord breaks down barriers. He broke down the barrier between himself and the Samaritans. He broke down the barrier between men and women by speaking to the Samaritan women. His disciples were surprised. He's speaking to a woman, and moreover, a Samaritan woman. The common man, the old, the young. You might say he was a social activist or a radical in today's terms. And so when he encounters the Samaritan woman at the well, he asks for a drink of water, and she says, "You, a Jew, are asking me for a drink of water?" That was kind of a shock. And so he says, "If you knew who I was, it would be different." And then he says to her, he knows her background, doesn't he? She wasn't a very pious woman. As a matter of fact, she was a very promiscuous one, having had five husbands and cohabitating with one at that moment. She may have been a movie star today, huh? Sure. And then the discussion becomes very theological. She was a smart woman. She says, "Our father Jacob built this well." She was reminding him that she too was connected to Abraham, the father of the Jewish people. Because the Samaritans worshiped in a different way. They wouldn't go to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. They celebrated the holy days on their mountain. You might say they were kind of like hillbillies. But he says to her this. He says, "The hour is coming when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such the Father seeks to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." That's why we call ourselves Orthodox, don't we? Orthodoxa, correct praise, correct glory, correct worship, truth, truth. And then they get into this discussion about living water. You know, when we're, Father and I and the deacons are serving, the choir's singing so beautifully, serving this liturgy and glorifying God, we get pretty dry. I could use a drink myself right now. But Christ is talking about a higher gift, a higher water. This gift that comes from Father, the Father himself. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who should believe in him should not die but have everlasting life." God gives us his Son so that we can have everlasting life. Christ gives us his redemption, his death on the cross, his resurrection to give us eternal life. And then we receive the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who sanctifies us, who gives us grace, God's power to go through all the problems and situations and disease and war and viruses and everything else that Satan throws against us. God's grace. And above all, eternal life. Eternal life, and above all, more than that, theosis, to be divinized. We become by grace what God is by nature. we share in the divine nature. We become so intimately united with God. It's like putting a knife blade in that candle. The blade gets very, very warm and is so intimately involved with the warmth of the Holy Spirit. Then he makes this statement. He says, if you lift up your eyes and see how the fields are already with harvest. Christ was talking about all those people who have not heard the gospel, the good news. And it's our responsibility as Orthodox Christians to share that good news of salvation in the Orthodox experience. We have all this beautiful tradition of Christ and invite him to come and worship and pray with us. That's what St. Barnabas meant in the reading of the gospel, and he said, when he came to Antioch, he saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. That's the steadfast purpose of the church, to share the good news with everyone. And then finally, he says to the woman, she says to him, I know that the Messiah is coming. He is called Christ, and he comes, he will show us all things. And then Jesus makes this fantastic pronouncement to a sinner. He says, Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. He is the anointed one, Christos, the one who's sent by God to teach us how we can come to know him in a very, very personal, intimate way through prayer, through the scriptures, and through receiving the sacraments. And so this living water that Christ is talking about is God's grace. And that living water he gives to each one of you. So we need to prepare ourselves to receive that water, and so that that grace wells up within our heart, from our hearts, from our inner being, and so we're filled with God's love, and so that we can offer him praise and glory forever. Now the church calls this woman, the Samaritan woman at the well, Photini, the enlightened one. She was enlightened by receiving the good news, by believing in the Christ. And he and she and her two sons and five sisters were arrested in Carthage, were taken to Rome before the emperor, and sentenced to death. But before that happened, Photini met the daughter of Nero. You remember the story of Nero, the emperor Nero. He fiddled while Rome was burning. And she was able to bring his daughter to Christ. And for that, she was punished, now you ready for this, by being thrown down a well. So she lost her life in that well and was then raised to eternal life. So today, we should ask St. Photini, the Samaritan woman, to intercede for Christ for the salvation of our souls. Now let us celebrate the Eucharist.